Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, August the 12th. I think that's right. Yeah, August the 12th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important show, got a very important topic for you. I want to talk about and jump into the understanding of this whole ideal of why we are on the planet as far as a being. We're all called human beings, even though that word is nowhere in the scriptures. So we really are spiritual beings. And hopefully the sound and everything is okay for you today. You guys know, as always, technology, it is what it is. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So hopefully everything from a sound perspective is coming through loud and clear. I want to thank everybody so much for taking your time out on this Sabbath day to join me today. But we want to talk about this idea of effortless mastery. What's interesting is how we put forth a lot of energy and a lot of effort into different things into our lives. And we are all taught that at an early age, you know, how to proceed or how to pursue our goals and our destiny. And it's interesting how at a young age in school, how we are taught to set goals. Now, what is a goal? When we talk about a goal, we're talking about an aspiration. We're talking about a desire. And I was just texting Erica. Thanks, Erica, for letting me know about the sound. I appreciate that. So it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that we understand that this word desire in the original text doesn't really exist the way we explain it or the way we learned it. So when you have a desire, that means that you're wanting to. D again means to sow. Sire means seed. So it's like an urge. It's like a urge to go outside of yourself, to find or to pursue something outside of the self. And we have to ask the question, where does that desire comes from? And there's a lot of different places and different ideas and a lot of different methodologies to help us understand that. But what I would like to suggest is that most of our desires are designed to pull us out of our space or outside of our natural expression. Now, you naturally vibrate on a certain frequency, and you are told that's wrong. It's crazy how if you are naturally what some people call big boned, or you know, if you are thickums, and if you are naturally, you look at your family and everybody in your family is big boned, and you are naturally big boned, you have a desire that comes from the dominant culture to dislike your natural expression. If you are dark skinned, like if you are what we call in the hood blue black or purple black, and as you know, there's racism inside of the African American community. If you're light skinned black, you're better than if you're dark skinned black. So if you're dark skinned black, then you got to take these creams and you got to straighten your hair, you got to bleach your teeth, you got to do all of these things because the dominant culture says dark skin is not cool. If you're short like me, you know, the dominant culture said if you're a man and you're under 6 feet tall, then, you know, life is not going to be too good for you. And so you dislike, and so you have a desire, you have a urge. Now, remember, this universe was created by the demiurge. And so this urge is the thing that takes you out of your auto life. See, everything is designed for you to automatically be wealthy, automatically be healthy, automatically be wise, automatically be in a great relationship. So if you're putting forth a lot of effort, that means that you the more effort that's required, the further away from your God-given destiny you are. And it's remarkable to me because I see people all the time that are struggling like me to try to fight against the prick. It's crazy, my brothers and sisters, because many of us are going or swimming upstream instead of swimming downstream. And it's interesting as to why we do this. It's not what we do, but why. It's remarkable because most people don't take the time out to examine that question. Why? Why do I desire what I desire in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships? And it's interesting because effortless mastery is the result of a natural expression of the God-given giftedness. It's natural. So right now you are naturally expressing and exposing and expanding yourself, but that's not good enough for you because you want something that's unnatural. Now, you got natural, but you want you got naturally curly hair, but you don't want naturally curly hair, so you straighten your hair. You have naturally straight hair, but you don't want naturally straight hair, so you curl your hair. You got naturally brown eyes, but you don't want brown eyes, so you put on contacts, you got blue eyes. See, all of us, you're naturally born, a male, but you want to be unnaturally a female. Or you're naturally born a female, but you want to be an unnatural male. Why? What is it that drives us to go against our unconscious cognition? What is it? What is it that overrides our auto life? What is it that causes us to put order before cure? Order before cure. See, what is it that right now that is allowing you to express, expose, and expand your energy in a different path, either social, cycle, or life? For example, I'm a life path six. So as a life path six, I'm a caregiver. I'm a cosmic carer. I am a 3-6. That means I am a creative carer. So I can come up with creative ways by which to care. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm fighting against the prick because I don't want to care. You don't get paid to care. Caregivers don't make money. So I want to be an 8. So I'm over here, I'm creating products. I'm not creating caring. But I'm an intelligent dude, so I rationalize it in my head to say, hey, I'm creating products that care. And that's how I justify my behavior to go outside of my space and put forth all of this energy and all of this effort that is not a natural vibratory expression of my God-given destiny, a diakonia. So right now, as I'm speaking to you, everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have your life optimization chart. And like me, you just glanced at that chart. It was inside your Dear Kinnear report. You just looked at it for about 5 seconds, and you just kept moving. And if you're anything like me, when you looked at this life optimization chart, now, if you got your Dear Kinnear report like a couple of years ago, it's not even in there. Because this was something that was given to me by the Ruach a long time ago. Not really a long time ago, but a couple of years ago. And I implemented it, and I said, yeah, that can't be true. Can't be that simple. Because remember, I'm very telepathic, and I'm very empathic, but I'm not sympathic. I have no sympathy. And so if you're very telepathic, that makes you a good, celestial being. And if you're very empathic, that makes you a good terrestrial being. But if you're sympathetic, if you have sympathy, that makes you a good Melchizedek being. That means that now you are a new man, a new woman, after the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek, known as the Christos or the Christ. He's taking the two seeds that are far off, and he's bringing them together, and he's making one new man that has never existed before. So he's taking these telepathic beings that have all this telepathy, but they have no empathy. Then he's taking all of these empathetic beings. They got all this empathy, but they have no telepathy. And he's bringing them together. He's taking the two seeds that are far off, and he's bringing them together, and he's making one new man after the order. He's not after the order of Levi. He's not after the order of Aaron. He's not even after the order of David. He's after a new. He's after the King of Salam. He's after the King of Righteousness, the King of Peace. So he's creating a glorified body. We don't know what we shall be, but we know what we shall be like him. Because he's the firstborn of many brethren. Effortless mastery. That's the ticket. But see, I've read my life optimization chart, and I know that it is, this is the driving force behind all expression. I wrote the book. I haven't even published it yet. The life optimization. I'm doing life optimization class. I'm teaching people to verify my system before I roll it out full time. You may be enrolled in it. And the life optimization says, now I give you your Dear Kinnear report. I've got the life optimization chart in there, and yet you're still looking. What are you looking for, Brother Will? What are you searching for? Well, see, my life optimization chart goes something like this. It is, now remember, it is a circle. It is a kukka. It is a circle and another circle. That makes an eight. Turn it on the side, you get a infinity sign. That means it's eternal. It doesn't stop. It's all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. It is an unlimited expression. It is an unconscious. It unconsciously, effortlessly creates. Now, remember, the word unconscious means that it is a cognitive. That means it's a cognition. That means it's a ignition. That means it's a combustion. That means it's a spiritual igniting. It's a fire. It's an unconscious fire. This unconscious fire is the thing that allows you to process perception. It gives you your consciousness. So my vision is caring. Now, I've been talking a lot about weaponized caring, how you care, what you care. And the Father says, I don't give a damn what you do, homie. You gonna care because you designed to care. Now, I've been doing everything to try not to care. I've been purposely hurting people, pissing people off, purposely pushing people away because I don't want to care. And God keeps sending them, and I keep pushing them away. And he keeps sending them, and I keep pushing them away. And he keeps sending them, and I keep pushing them away. He keeps sending them, and I keep pushing them away. He keeps sending them, and I keep pushing them away. Because why? I don't want to be a six. I want to be an eight. So all my life, my brothers and sisters, I've been wanting to be an eight. And let me make sure you over and understand, my brothers and sisters, because I don't know if I can wrap my brain around this except to tell you, because I have to apologize to you because I missed the boat on this one. I was wrong. So I got to apologize to every listener that's listening to the sound of my voice. I made a mistake. And it's very important that as a man that wants to be and return back to source, that you own up to your, that's the only way you learn. You learn from your mistakes. So I'm not afraid to make them, but it's a little hard to own up to them. It's very difficult to own up to your mistakes. Because if you can, you're going to learn something. This is how you learn, brothers. This is how you learn. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. But when you make a mistake, you got to take responsibility and you got to go back and you got to examine that mistake. Because if you don't examine the mistake, you got to keep making it. If you can examine the mistake and be willing to understand, because order comes before the cure. And order is just a test to see if you're willing. So willingness, and I got a whole book that talks about the science of willpower. God doesn't say you have to do it. He just said you got to be willing to do it. But if you're not willing, yeah, see, I wasn't willing. I wanted to be an eight. And I wanted to be a five. So all my life I've been trying to be an eight. I want to have money and freedom. Don't put me in a box. Don't tell me what to do. That's why I got my ass out of the military. I ain't want nobody telling me what to do. Because of what? Because of error. Because I didn't understand what I'm getting ready to share with you today. Brothers and sisters, if you can understand this, your entire world will change as mine has changed today. If you can understand this one concept that's inside of this chart that the Father gave me, but I discounted because of the fact it's just a simple chart. I already know this. I just put it on a graph. And it was like in the movie The Lion King when Mufasa takes Simba tells him that his father is here and he wants to talk to him. And they run down to the lake and to the river. And he tells them, "Where's my father? Where's my father?" He says, "Look into the water." And Simba looks into the water looking for Mufasa. And the monkey, what was his name? Rafiki or something like that. And so he looks into the water, but he's looking for his father. See, that's what you're doing. See, you're looking into the water. See, well, let me rephrase that. That's what I've done. And I'm looking into the water, and I'm seeing, but I'm not seeing. And what I'm seeing is I'm not impressed. I want more. I want bigger. I want better. So in order to get more than what I have, in order to be more than what I am, because where I'm at, I don't like it. Because just like Sophia, who started all of this, and Barbello, I made and I am making an unauthorized production. In the original text, it's called an abortus fetus. Matter and mass is an unauthorized production. And see, I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, so let me make sure you understand the importance. Before I give the solution, I got to make sure you understand the problem. See, right now you are swimming against you are fighting the prick. You are on automatic. You came into the womb. You came out of the womb with the ability to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. And you had all of that stuff, and you left it because you thought the grass was greener on the other side. I don't know. I've never met a person who calls himself a human that doesn't have that testimony. Nobody. And without this ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, you're not going to be an unconscious being. Meaning, your life is not going to be an unconscious expression from your heart. So right now, you are expressing yourself, but it's not unconsciously. You're expressing yourself with effort. I know, I wrote the book. Focus, discipline, and order. I'm an expert at extreme effort. So everything that I do is intense. That's what I've been teaching. But the intensity should be inside your path. It should be inside your expression. It should be inside your soul's urge. And it should be inside your outer personality. So anytime you try to express, expose, and expand yourself outside of that frequency, you are violating universal spiritual law. And you're fighting the prick. And you're swimming upstream instead of swimming downstream. Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're struggling. And to the degree that you're struggling is the degree that you're pushing against your natural God-given expression. Once you relax and stop fighting the universe, life just flows automatically. It is the craziest thing since sliced bread. Oh, man, I don't think you heard me. I wish there was a way that you could wrap your brain around what I'm expressing to you today. I really wish that you could actually hear my spirit and not my voice. I wish you could hear what my soul is saying and not what my voice box is emanating. I wish. Because if you could pick up my frequency or my wave or my vibration, it is the frequency of the six. It is a 33. And I wonder why. I wonder why all my life I've been trying not. Because, see, I was raised in the hood. And in the hood, if you're soft, Negro, you're going to get your ass whooped. You can't go off in the hood, you know, crying, being, sympathetic and empathic, loving people, hugging people. Yeah, I don't know about your hood, but you can come back to my hood. Them Negroes, they still beating Negroes down that soft. Be a marshmallow if you want. See, I was a marshmallow when I was a kid. I was, and I got a son that was a marshmallow. Guess what I did? I beat the snot out of him too. Same way my dad beat the snot out of me. So now he's walking around, don't know his identity, don't know himself. Why? I arrested his development the same way mine was arrested. I split his psyche the same way mine was split. So the sins of the father is passed down to the son. Unless the father wake his ass up. So I'm a little late in the ball game. I'm a little slow. But they say better late than never, right? Effortless mastery is unconsciously creating wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship automatically. It's called auto-writing or auto-living. So if you're not automatically living your life right now, you're fighting against the prick. That means you're outside of your space. You're not emitting your natural vibration. So I've been trying to make money using the frequency of an 8. How do I know this? How do I know this? How do I know this? I put myself in an environment with an 8. And the 8 said something to me and it hurt my feelings. And the 8 looked at me like, what the wrong with you? Man up. What are you, a poo nanny? You ain't got no damn cojones? And I'm like, why are you so blunt? Don't talk to me like that. I'm a 6. I'm not an 8. I was joking with Sister Erica. She be dropping F-bombs like there's no tomorrow. And I said, I want to be like Sister Erica. And Erica texts me back and say, no, homie, you don't want to be, you know, maybe it's not in your vibrational range to drop F-bombs like me. Ding, light bulb moment. Thank you, Sister Erica, for that. So this message is the result of what Sister Erica dropped in my lap. Maybe I'm trying to be something that I'm not. Maybe I'm pushing against the prick. Maybe I'm operating outside of my vibratory range. See, in my life optimization chart, and if you got a Dear Kinney report, that especially within the last year, if you got an older Dear Kinney report, it's not even in there. I didn't have this range back then. I was still focused, disciplined, and order. I was still frequent, intense training. I was still intense. Now, that's good. Don't get me wrong. But if you want to create wealth effortlessly, if you're tired of working like a Hebrew slave, I'm tired. I don't know. I'm getting older. Like when I was young in my 20s and 30s and 40s, and you know, it was cool to go out there and, you know, 12 hours a day fighting against the wind, cursing people off, pissing people off, taking your don't ask no questions, kick ass and take names. That was me. 40 plus years, 50 years now. But now that I'm knocking on 60, I'm like, damn, do I want to keep this up for another 50 years? Do I want to keep freaking kicking doors down, or do I want the key and just unlock the door and freaking walk in? Hey, can I get the key? Can I get the master key? So the father gave it to me like 2 years ago in the form of a life optimization chart. But you know what? I was too busy kicking down doors. I was too busy kicking ass and taking names. So like you, you on fast forward to nowhere. Now you fighting the wind. You ever try to, you know, they call it pissing in the wind. I never tried it. You know, drive 100 miles an hour and then try to piss out the window. See how that works. They say it doesn't. See, that's how I've been living my life, though. It's interesting. It's interesting, my brothers and sisters. Because all my life, I've been trying to be an 8. And I'm not an 8. I ain't even got the number 8 nowhere in my numbers. My numbers are 6, 3, 3, 9. All of those numbers are divisible by 3. So I'm a 3. So why am I trying to be an 8? Because in this culture that we live in, 8s are the ones that make the money. Because those are the ones that have the ability. And 4s, they are the ones that have the ability for material expression. Well, I want material stuff. Well, the father says the way that I get material stuff is through the 6th expression. Because my first number is my life path number. The life path number controls wealth. My second number is my expression number. The expression number is the total of every letter in your first, middle, and last name. When you add them all up together, mine is a 3. So if I want to, and that controls health. So in order for me to be healthy, I have to creatively. That's why I got a rotation diet. But my rotation diet probably may not work for you if you're not a 3. I have to creatively exercise. That's why I use instinctive training. When I go to the gym, I have no idea what I'm going to do. When I get there, my body tells me, let's do chest today. But how are we going to do chest? Are we going to do heavy? Are we going to get the 120s? Or are we going to do light? We're going to get the 50s and the 60s. What are we going to do? Are we going to do high rep? Are we going to do low? Are we going to do high rep, light weights? Are we going to do low rep, heavy weight? Are we going to do free weights or are we going to do machine? So when I get there, now everybody else, they got their workout routine written down. They talk to their personal trainer. See, I tried that shizness. It didn't work for me. Why? I'm a three. So my health, in order for me to be healthy, I must vibrate in the three range, not the four, not the five, not the six, not the seven, not the eight, not the nine, or the one or the two, the three. So when I go to the gym, I got to be very creative in my diet. I got to be very creative. I got to trick my body because my body is designed. I can't do a mundane workout. It has to be creative. I can't do the exact same workout I can't work out the same way every day. My body doesn't respond. Thankfully, out of everything I've done right, I got that right. Out of everything I got right, I got the health aspect right. Creative expression. That controls health. Then my soul urge is the result of taking the feminine. The soul urge is the vowels out of your name. So I went through my name, and there ain't very many vowels in my name. That means that I'm not balanced. There should be a balance in your name. You should have the same amount of vowels, feminine energy, and the same amount of consonants. Masculine energy. If you got more consonants than vowels, that means you got a big ass ego. And your ego is going to get you in trouble, Brother Will. But if you got a bunch of vowels in your name, then that means you're feminine. And you may have a little sugar in your tank. And you're going to come across like that. And you may not be part of the LGBT movement, but people are going to assume that you are because you're a little sugary. But that's okay. The God, your purpose requires you to have a little more sugar in your tank. But when I added up all of the vowels in my name, guess what it comes out to? A three. So that part of controls wisdom. So all of my spiritual expression, now remember, the first part is the life path that controls my wealth. The only way I can make money is by being a six. If I do any other, that's the only reason I'm not a millionaire, because I've been trying to do it the eight way instead of the six way. What have you been doing? Are you going down the wealth path with the right expression? If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that no. What you've been doing is you've been fighting against the wind. You've been beating the prick. You haven't optimized your life. Neither have I. And I teach this stuff. You would think I would be applying it to my own damn life. No. I've been beating against the wind. I've been hanging out with eights. I've been trying to conform to the eight. I've been trying to be an eight. Because why? Eights got more money. Well, maybe in this lifetime, it's not meant for me to have a bunch of money. Maybe it's meant for me to have a bunch of impact. You think? Go figure. But you know, hey, you can't tell me nothing. I got a bunch of consonants in my name. Head hard as a damn brick. That's why I've been running up against the brick wall for damn near 60 years. But I figured it out. So I have to get wisdom. I cannot get wisdom methodically. I cannot be a two. I'm not a two in my soul urge. I'm not a four. I'm not a one. I'm not a five. I cannot go out and join some, you know, new age hippie, you know, free kumbaya, kumbaya, and experience enlightenment. I can't do that. I'm not a five in my soul's urge. My spiritual wisdom comes from one expression, the three, again. So in order for me to be, in order for me to have wisdom, I must be very creative in the way by which I say. That's why I study the way that I do. That's why I do the shows that I do. That's why I'm able, again, the one thing I did got right, thank you, praise Jehovah, or X-Hova, or Y-Hova, or E-Hova, whichever one y'all got on y'all mouth. Thankfully, I got that right. I always knew that wisdom comes intuitively. So the number three is not only the creative number, but like the 7 and 11, it also has an element of intuition in it. So I know in order for me, now I don't know about you, but in order for me to be successful in the area of wisdom, the only way for me to have any positive results in the area of wisdom, if I want to continue to grow, look at the titles of my shows. We just did a show on fire gods. Who the hell is talking about fire gods? Who's talking about carbon 7 super beings? Notice the creative titles of my books and my shows. Everything that I do in the area of wisdom is very creative. Why is that, Brother Will? Because that is my natural. Thankfully, I listened and got that right. My natural expression. I love, when I study, man, I jump around. I work on 5 books at the same time. Because why? That is my natural expression. So if you don't know this, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. You don't even know what your life path number is, your expression number, your soul's urge. What is your soul? What is a soul, brother? We got a soul, brother? Yeah, you got a soul. It's your mind, will, your emotion, imagination, your intellect. How do I express my soul's urge? Well, my soul has the urge to be free. Interesting. No wonder my black ass can't go and sit in this church. I want to be creative in my expression. See, people with a soul urge number 3, they have a high level of creativity and self-expression. So why do I do so many shows? Why do I got so many books? Because I got a high level of self-expression. I can't express what you want me to express. I can express my level. That explains why me and the military, yeah, we didn't get along too good. The military say, hey, we want you to express it this way, brother. I say, no, I don't think I want to charge that hill today, homie. Security. See, it doesn't work like that. See, I got this abundant energy. I got unlimited creative energy. And I can create with ease. People ask me all the time, man, how you come up with these titles? How you do a show? I used to do 3 shows a day. It was easy for me because of my energy. It's creative. I have the 3. But it's only, again, in 2 areas, in the areas of health and in the areas of spiritual wisdom. So in the area of those areas, I'm very optimistic. I am extremely, extremely excited. I love giving. I love helping people. I love seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. Why? That's all part of the 3. But that doesn't work in the area of relationships because I'm not a 3. So the last area is my outer personality number. That controls my relationships. Uh-oh. But I wanted to, throw money. I want to be the provider and the protector. That's what I've been doing. And then I wonder why relationships don't work. Because that's not my vibe. That's not my frequency. Guess what the number is for relationships? 9. So the 9 out of all the numbers, that's the natural humanitarian, spiritual humanitarian, the nobleman, the priest, the royalty, the number 9. And so as a nobleman, have I been noble? Yeah. Don't even know how to spell it. It's not even in my vocabulary. So I've been expressing myself the wrong way. Go figure. So all I got to do is get out of my own way. You got to do the same thing. You got to get your life optimization chart. You got to get your 4 numbers. You got to put them in the 4 areas. And then if whatever your most pressing need is, you need to stop expressing yourself the wrong way and start expressing yourself the God way. See, right now, you've been expressing yourself. Well, let me speak for myself. I haven't been a leader. I haven't assumed the head. I haven't been not like a 1, but like a 9, a humanitarian. That is just the upside down six. That means strong compassion and generosity. Endless compassion, endless generosity, endless helping others, endless support, endless feeling deeply, being a friend, being there, being a counselor, not freely giving from a monetary perspective, but freely giving of time, freely giving of my attention, freely giving of my energy. That is a natural. Now, I do all, everything I'm telling you, I do this automatically. In my sleep, I can do this. Everybody that knows me, that's why I didn't like it. Remember, I grew up and I decided when I was 13. Remember, I told you guys the story. From 13 all the way up to today, I made that statement. But what I was saying was, I didn't make the statement that I wasn't. See, I didn't get it until I was sitting, and that's one thing about adversity. It requires you to sit in silence. But see, many of us, we run out of our adversity too fast. So my world is turned upside down right now, you know. So I should be in a very bad place right now. I should be like, you know, suicidal. I should be like, you know, getting, you know, looking for the tallest bridge. You know, I'm happy as a lark because I got, as I talked about yesterday, it's amazing what happens when adversity shows up. You get crystal clear clarity. When you're in the belly of the whale, when you're in the lion's den, when you're in the fiery furnace, boy, you can hear God. You can see God clearly because you ain't got no distractions. And it's very mind-blowing because I remember when I was 13, I was tired of getting my ass whooped every day. But what I was saying was I was tired of caring because the reason I was getting my ass whooped every day, because I was a marshmallow. Because I was a six. I was sensitive. I was caring. I was compassionate. I was loving. I didn't want to go. All my thug friends, when we went, you know, Negro knocking, I didn't want to throw the water and then it graduated to bleach in these old ladies' faces. I didn't want to steal hubcaps. I didn't want to snatch purses. I didn't want to catch people at the ATM when they wasn't looking. I didn't want all that stuff that all my buddies was doing. And they said, come on, Will. Come on, man. You going to punk out again, dog? You always punk out, man. Be a man. Step up, man. And so I was going out with these dudes, and they was thugs. But I wasn't no thug. And because I didn't go, when we got back together, man, they would jump me. You know what? I got tired of getting my ass whooped every day. But it wasn't. See, I didn't catch it. So I made that emphatic statement that said, I will never, ever lose a fight again. And from that day to this, I've never lost a fight. But what happened? Why was I getting in fights? Because I care. Because I'm a six. So what I really said that day when I was 13 in the streets of Richmond, Texas, and I was getting my ass whooped, what I really said was, I'm going to stop caring. And from that day to this, I haven't cared. I've been a selfish, egotistical maniac, doing my own thing, serving my own self and my own needs. Didn't care about nobody. That's why I destroyed my first marriage, destroyed my second marriage, and I get ready to destroy. If I was to do another one, I'd destroy that one too. Why? Because selfishness. All because I don't want to be who God designed me to be. I'm not a thug. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not an eight. I got a son. He's an eight. So if I want some money, I go get it from him. I'm not an eight. So why in the hell am I acting like an eight? Desire. Going after stuff that is not yours. It's not in the cards for me. What's in the cards for me is to have an impact on my children, to care, and to have an impact on my family and my community. That's what's in the cards for me. I'm a six. And I'm not just any kind of six. I'm a freaking 33 six. I got universal compassion. It's called Christ consciousness for a reason, because Christ laid down his life for the sheep. See, the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. What did I do? I took up my life. And I said, I ain't living, laying down my life for nobody. I'm going to go get mine. That's what I've been doing. Living my life, getting mine. Bump everybody else. I don't care about nobody. I care about myself. And what I learned sitting in silence, in the belly of the whale, in the lion's den, in Egypt, in the fiery furnace. It's only in adversity, brother, that your metal is sharpened and your vision is made clear. So if you are in adversity right now, if your life is upside down, you should be the happiest fool on the damn planet because you're about to blow up. You don't even know you're getting ready to be blessed. You don't even know what's coming your way. You think your life sucks. You think everything is bad. You think because old boy left you or old girl left you. You think because they repossessed your car. You think because life is good. You think because you're going through hard times because God is trying to get your attention. We don't listen to God when we're on the mountaintop. When you're sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas, you ain't listening to God. Your little head is thinking for your big head. But when you are in the valley of shadow and death, when you, my brothers and sisters, are in a state of adversity, there's the universe saying to you, it is screaming to you, stop expressing yourself the wrong way. But you're not listening. You know what we do? We push harder. That's what I've been teaching. I've been teaching more resolve, more focus, brother, more discipline, more order, more effort, intensity. I was wrong. If you're expressing your intensity and it's not with your right number, and remember the six only works with wealth. It doesn't work in health. It doesn't work in my wisdom. And it doesn't work with relationships. I got another number for that. So there's four numbers that's designed to help you, to guide you, to lead you in the four areas. But if you don't know that, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. You're using one number in all four areas. You ain't even using no numbers. You just pissing in the wind. That's what I've been doing, and I know this. I teach it. But you think the enemy, now remember, he's the most cunning. So you think he's going to let me give you truth? So his job is to make sure that I always teach error. That's why, and I tell you guys before, I hate error. But remember, whatever you resist persists. So even that was wrong. So now, guess what? I love error. Why? Because if you resist it, it's going to persist. So don't resist it. Embrace it. Embrace error. Don't be afraid of it because that's how you learn. So I embrace adversity. Right where I'm at right now, I'm embracing. I'm not trying to solve anything. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm embracing where I'm at. Where are you, brother? Where are you, sister? Are you trying to run? Are you trying to fight? Now I'm not saying that agree to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Hell no. I ain't teaching that either. Remember, everything's about balance. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm saying tune in. Tune into what? Tune into yourself. So that means that I should be selfish, brother, just bump everybody else, me, myself, and I, my foe and no more? And I'm not saying that either. So what are you saying, brother Will? I'm confused. I'm saying, brother and sister, find God in you. See, God in you is recognized by the God in everybody else. I was talking to a client, and I was telling him or her that the reason that your relationships don't work is because you're desperate, and so you're not a God. And so the God in me recognizes the God in you. So if you're not being God, you can't be God. The God in other people say, hold up, that person is not vibrating with love, joy, peace, gentleness. We can't hang out with them. And so you're destroying your relationship because you're not whole. You're desperate. That's why you can't be desperate. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, everything. Therefore, you don't have to go outside of yourself. If you're not happy, that means it's within. If you ain't got no money, that means something's wrong with you within. You ain't got no health, something's wrong with you within. You ain't got no wisdom, something's wrong with you within. If your relationship sucks, something's wrong with you within. It's an inside, outside job. If you're going outside of yourself looking for the solutions to yourself, that dog don't hunt. You in trouble. So stop running. Stop calling. Stop texting. Stop doing whatever you're doing and just fall in love with you. Well, Brother Will, how do we do that? Get your life optimization chart. Put it on the wall and then just look at it. And say, Father, download that into my spirit. I triple dare you to do that. See, that's what I did. And guess what I saw when I did that? Abundance. Right now, I see wealth everywhere. I see health. I see wisdom. I see. So I thought, now remember, nothing's changed but my vision. Looking at the exact same situation. And before, the glass was half empty. Now, the glass is half full. What changed? Did the glass change? Your situation, your environment is not going to change. What's going to change is you. Your vision is going to change. Now you're going to see, because guess what? You ain't got no damn problems. All you got is opportunities. You are in an endless world of unlimited wealth, unlimited health, unlimited wisdom, and unlimited relationship, and you walking around talking about, poor me, nobody loves me but Jesus. Man, if you don't quit feeling sorry for yourself, get your ass up and get out there and start vibrating in your space and master your space effortlessly. It's on automatic pilot. All you got to do is just wake up and do this. If you can do that, you're a rich man. If you can do this, you're a healthy man. If you can do this, you got wisdom. If you can do this, you got a great relationship. All you got to do is just get out your own way and freaking breathe. That's it. The universe has designed you for success. You think God designed you for failure? Do you understand the driving force behind you? I don't think you do. These little G's that you've been hanging out with, them suckers ain't got no power. You are designed. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the offspring of the big G. Last time I checked, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. But you walking around talking about, oh, you know, woe is me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my light bill. Come on, man. Are you serious? You serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to be. And you mean to tell me you worried about a light bill? Man, you better get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for disrespecting him. You disrespecting God every time you cry and complain and moan and groan about your situation. Because where you are at is where you're supposed to be. You are a vibrational match for exactly where you are. So don't change your vibration. Be your vibration. Fall in love with your vibration. So from today on, I'm apologizing to everybody that I've ever told you to force to put a square peg in a round hole. Don't do that no more. I'm not going to do that no more. I am going to be me. So ruthless men retain wealth. Ruthless men retain wealth. I am not a ruthless man. Therefore, I'm not interested in getting that level of wealth. I know that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. So godliness plus contentment is great gain. So like Paul, whether I'm rich or poor, whatever state I find myself, therewith I shall be content. So I'm not chasing the dollar anymore. I'm not chasing the look like no damn bodybuilder anymore. I'm not trying to be the greatest teacher and wax eloquently and impress you with the depth of my intellect anymore. I'm not trying to have a perfect toe-curling relationship anymore. What am I going to do? I'm a carer. Why? That's who I am. I'm a carer. I'm a creative caregiver. That's who I am. Who the are you? Who are you? Stop being fake, phony, chasing them damn dreams that ain't yours, that was probably given to you by some fool like me. So I apologize to any man, woman, or child that's listening to the sound of my voice that I told you to go get it, and to the first telling you what to go get. That's why this Dear Kinnear report is so important. If you got a problem in your life, take out your Dear Kidney report, turn to the chapter, I don't even know what chapter it is, that says life optimization chart, and just stare at it. Just look at it. And be that, because that's who you are. That's your pattern, and patterns are power. You ain't got no power, you in the wrong pattern. So I've been operating outside of my given number, my given frequency, my given wave, my given vibration, my given pattern, my given purpose, my given plan, my given process, my given procedure, my given product. I've been operating outside of it, and I'm wondering why I'm not fulfilling it. The universe only responds to authenticity. That is the result of the mind that is made up to be authentic. See, I've always said that the universe responds to a made-up mind. We've got to go deeper. The universe responds to a made-up mind to be real. As long as you fake, homie, you're going to draw fake. The universe responds to a made-up mind to freaking be authentic. So, yeah, I'm sensitive. Yeah, I cry. Yeah, I'm for the underdog. Yeah, I want to help people. Yes, I love people. Yes, I'm not going to curse you out. If you mess up my order at a restaurant, I ain't going to say nothing. Why? That's just me. So I'm not trying to be a man that I'm not. I ain't going to be walking around trying to intimidate nobody anymore. I ain't going to punch you in the face anymore. I ain't going to do all of this. I'm not going to be no badass anymore. Why? That takes too much effort. It takes too much time. It takes too much energy. And it's fake. So I'm going to be a nice guy because God designed me to be a nice guy. I ain't going to be your punk, though. I ain't going to be your doormat, but I'm going to be me. And it is my prayer that you take out your life optimization chart and that you find the vibrational expression of each one of your four numbers. If you got any problems with that, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, I ain't stupid. I ain't going to give it to you for free. I'm going to charge you like I charge anybody else because I got to earn a living the same way you do. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, effortless mastery is how you optimize your life. If I could change the course title of my stuff again, that's what I would change it to. I started off with the Clarinomics Temple Builders. Masons got upset. I got all kind of emails and calls. So, brother, you're a Mason? What are you doing? You're building temples? I said, oh, man, here we go again. So then I changed it to Kingdom something. Then I changed it to Life Optimization. And I might change it now to Effortless Mastery. It's all saying the same thing, but I'm trying to be authentic as you need to be authentic. Brothers and sisters, unconscious creation is just you being you. Guess what? You don't have to think about being you. You automatically are you. You don't have to think. Take no thought. The Bible says, take no thought as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Take no thought. You're thinking too much. Brother Will, somebody listen to the sound of my voice right now. You start contemplating, man. You're thinking. You're more than over. You're analyzing. You're doing a bunch of shiznits. You take no thought as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Do you know that your Heavenly Father know you have need of these things before you even ask? If he provides, he said, look at the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor reap. Look at the birds in the air. They don't sow nor reap. And I take care of them. How much more will I take care of you? Because you, my son and my daughter. Take no thought, brothers and sisters. Be effortless. Be like the wind. Relax and just blow. Effortless mastery is unconscious mastery. It's consciously and subconsciously attaching yourself to the unconscious vibe. So that way your unconscious, your subconscious, and your conscious brain, all three of them are on the same expression. That dog will hunt. Then your perception, your memory, your learning, your thought, your language, everything that you're unaware of, now you become aware of it. And so now from a neural logical perspective, from a psychological, sociological, linguistical, mathematical perspective. Now you are sending out from your core, from your solar plex, from your inner sun, you are shining light. You are on fire, brother. You are on fire, sister. Now you're communicating with every cell in your body. And every cell in your body says, hey, he's back. He's back in contact with his true, authentic self. He's not trying to be fake and phony anymore. He's actually being authentic. So, brothers and sisters, I love y'all. I appreciate you. And again, and the more we learn, the more we earn. You grow from glory to glory as you learn. So I did not intentionally do anything wrong, but I unintentionally was not being authentic. This is just a higher level as we continue to grow to optimize our life. And it is my prayer that you want to get out of your own way and stop creating disharmony and start creating harmony. We are all designed to express, expose, and expand wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships naturally and effortlessly. It's a natural extension of the big G. It's a natural extension. Natural is the word. It's not unnatural. Wealth is a natural state of being for you. Health is a natural state of being. Wisdom is a natural state of being. Great relationships is a natural state of being. Brothers and sisters, I will see you in that natural state. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in a natural state of eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.